KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly sunny skies at 62 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 85, winds southwest at 10 to 15. Partly cloudy tomorrow, a little warmer with a high of 88. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Harlan Police Department reports four arrests. On Tuesday, 32-year-old Michael Ryan Schumann of Harlan was arrested on an active Pottawatomie County warrant. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail. On Monday, 43-year-old James Robert McIntyre of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. McIntyre was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. This past Sunday, 31-year-old Robert Aaron Stevens IV of Dunlap was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And on May 28th, 22-year-old Hannah Jean Hennick of Williams was arrested following a traffic stop in Harlan. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while suspended. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday reported numerous arrests that occurred from May 25th through June the 1st. Here are some of the most recent ones. On Tuesday, June 1st, 48-year-old Andrew Skokan of Omaha was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear on a charge of railroad vandalism. On Monday, 52-year-old Alfredo Rosales Moreno of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pott County Jail on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear on a driving while denied or revoked charge. His bond was set at $50,000. Last Saturday, 23-year-old William James Kallhoff of Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested for trespassing. On May the 28th, Jamie Eileen Rowe of Hastings, age 25, was arrested at the Page County Jail on a Mills County warrant for trespassing and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. 32-year-old Audrey Martin of Council Bluffs was arrested May 27th at the Pott County Jail on a warrant for ongoing criminal conduct, theft in the first degree, conspiracy to commit a forcible non-felony, a non-forcible felony and criminal mischief in the second degree. And on May 26th, 33-year-old Samantha Renee Martin of Council Bluffs was also arrested at the Pott County Jail on those same charges. The bond for both women was $45,000 each. You can read more of the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Sheriff's officials in Union County are investigating a vehicle hit-and-run incident. Authorities say Cammy Rennie of Thayer was driving a 2012 Chevy Malibu when the vehicle developed a flat tire while traveling north on Willow Avenue. She left the car on the side of the road about 100 yards south of 223rd Street and had planned to have her husband come to change the tire. When he arrived at around 5:17 a.m. Wednesday, the man discovered the vehicle was in the east ditch and appeared to have been sideswiped with damage to the right rear side. The damage was estimated around $5,000. The Iowa Department of Corrections reports a correctional officer was assaulted by an inmate a little after 9 a.m. on Wednesday at the Anamosa State Penitentiary. Authorities say an inmate that was secured in restraints and being supervised by an officer became upset during a virtual disciplinary hearing with an administrative law judge, and the inmate began acting out in a violent manner. When the officer that was supervising the inmate tried to restrain him, the inmate became violent toward the officer. An additional officer arrived and assisted in restraining the inmate. In the process of subduing the inmate, the officer that was assisting in the restraint suffered an injury to his arm. That officer was injured in the incident and taken by department vehicle to the local hospital for evaluation and found to have suffered a soft tissue injury to his arm. The other officer was examined by medical facility staff and found to have not suffered injury. The inmate was also not injured. The incident, the second to occur in a little over the past 2 months, remains under investigation. In March, registered nurse Lorena Schulte and corrections officer Robert McFarland died at the Anamosa State Pen after they were beaten with a hammer by two inmates who were trying to escape. One person died during a single vehicle rollover accident Wednesday in eastern Iowa's Dubuque County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 34-year-old Wesley Carl Hames of Farley was driving a 1988 Chevy truck westbound on Highway 20 at around 11:30 p.m., when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle went onto the shoulder, causing Hames to lose control. The truck entered the median and rolled over before rolling again across the eastbound lanes of traffic and coming to rest in the southbound ditch. Hames died at the scene. Authorities say he was not wearing a seatbelt. The accident remains under investigation. A collision in eastern Iowa early Wednesday morning claimed the life of a man from Marshalltown. The state patrol says 23-year-old Lino Rivera Reyes died after the SUV he was driving crossed the center line of Highway 14 across the mile-long bridge in Marion County and collided with a Volvo semi-tractor trailer. The driver of the semi, 62-year-old James McIlvain of Corydon, tried but was unable to avoid the crash. McIlvain was not injured in the collision that took place around 5:40 a.m. The accident remains under investigation. A Democratic leader in the Iowa House is stepping down, and a new House minority leader will be chosen June 14th. House Democrats elected State Representative Todd Pritchard of Charles City as their leader after the 2018 election and then again after the 2020 election. In a written statement, Pritchard said it has been a great honor to serve in the role for the last 3 years, but after conversations with his family, he's decided to step aside and let his Democratic colleagues select a new leader. Republicans hold a 59-seat majority in the Iowa House. Democrats occupy the remaining 41 seats. Pritchard, who was elected to serve a fifth term in the House in 2020, said he would serve out his current term, but he did not indicate whether he will seek re-election in 2022. Pritchard is the lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserves and an attorney. He ran briefly for governor 4 years ago. And the Iowa Department on Aging has announced Angela Van Pelt as the new state long-term care ombudsman. As such, Van Pelt will lead the team of local long-term care ombudsman, managed care ombudsman, professional and support staff who advocate for the residents and tenants of Iowa's nursing facilities, assisted living programs, long-term care facilities, and elder group homes. Linda Miller, director of the Iowa Department of Aging, says Van Pelt's experience with Iowa's Aging Network, her collaborative leadership style, and her passion for ensuring that all Iowans, especially the most vulnerable, deserve to live their lives in a safe and thriving environment, will serve the office and Iowans well. Van Pelt will begin her position with the Iowa Ombudsman's Office on June 11th. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.